he wants to in this interim period as he disengages from some very significant responsibilities in this university system in New York. He wants to begin to develop a solid understanding of Illinois, the government of Illinois, the political leadership, how the legislature functions, how the governance process works within the university. And as we go forward, the date June 30th is not cast in stone. It depends on when he's ready, and we're at a point of passing the baton, so to speak. As you may recall, when the transition between Dr. Eikenberry and his second role as president and Dr. Hogan, I think Dr. Eikenberry was in an advisory role towards the end of that transition, and I would expect I may be in that same situation as we get into the latter part of approaching June.
You've been asked to come up with a clear policy setting hiring decisions for part-time and adjunct faculty. Can you talk about their approach for this, because you're meeting with other administrators and have, I think you have to have something developed next month?
Well, the we're proposal is to have some draft thoughts that we can discuss with the board if they want to continue that conversation. I think as I listen to the Board of Trustees, they're worried about the potential, the risk that we might employ someone who would be actually a danger to employees. The question of whether there are reputational risks associated with certain hires. I think what we want to avoid is having putting in place some ironclad standards, because ultimately these decisions are always judgments, and somebody has to make a decision whether or not somebody should be employed based on whatever circumstances are there. And I think the very more important point for us is to develop the process, and I'm actually visiting with the Senate's conference next week. That's the representatives from the three campuses to get their perspectives on how that process might work as well. So it's a work in progress, and we'll discuss where we are with the board when we meet in January.
This might be part of that discussion next week, but who should be deciding who receives these appointments? Is this a unit head level, or is this through the trustees?
You know, I think that is part of the conversation next week. I have a lot of respect for local administration. I think the genius of the University of Illinois, much of its history, has been the very decentralized management system that we've had, and giving department heads and deans in particular and other unit leaders a great deal of agility and allowing them to respond quickly to changing circumstances. And whatever we do, I don't want us to lose that. So my goal would to leave as much of the final decision locally, and the governance process that a department might have with their department head or chair and their faculty and other members. And then just in those cases where there is a concern, that it be moved up so that others were involved and had an opportunity to provide input.
We know that now a lot of reports that U of I is one of the top institutions for bringing in international students. You've been on this campus a long time. Can you talk about some of the benefits you've seen as that population has gotten larger?
I think we now are graduating students to whom it's very clear that they're going to be global citizens. They're going to be working somewhere, part of their career, somewhere else in the world. And having that experience of growing up, if you will, on a campus that's very global in its nature, I think is important to preparing our students, our domestic in-state students, for the future that they will experience. In fact, a high percentage of our in-state students now get international experiences while they're undergraduates here. I think one of the challenges on the Chicago and Springfield campuses, we don't have that extensive interaction with international students to the extent that it is on the Urbana campus.
And the campus has admitted that there has a ways to go, particularly with the population now of African-American students. What do you think we can do to improve that ratio?
You know, one of the challenges that all of our campuses face is having a representation of minority groups that is underrepresented students, that represents the population of the state. And the unfortunate reality is that often those populations are also under-resourced in their own personally. They find it difficult to afford the cost of university. And we do a lot to provide scholarship support. But I think also it's the case that often under-resourced families find themselves in and schools that aren't performing at the level that perhaps those worst families have greater resources. And that makes it difficult for those students to be adequately prepared to come into a four-year university. I think one of the things that we're doing is increasing our engagement with community colleges, where students who may not be fully prepared to come to University of Illinois campus can spend a year or two in a community college environment and develop the skills necessary to be competitive in a highly selective campus, and then transfer in. I think we're going to see more and more of that.
Another question about Timothy Killeen. What was the first your first impression of him? What did you first talk about?
I was not involved in the search process, only as an advisor, as they had questions. And so my first meeting with Roberta and Tim was when Cheryl and I had dinner with them the night before the fly around. And we spent probably 2 hours over a very leisurely dinner, in part because we were enjoying talking with each other. It was just a fun conversation. I felt within minutes that we were with old friends. I think he's a very, he and Roberta both are individuals that will be very comfortable in the University of Illinois. And University of Illinois faculty, staff, students, and citizens of the state will be very comfortable sitting down and talking with him. I'm impressed that he's had experience of working with the private sector in his current role at the state university system in New York. He has a responsibility for managing their innovation system. And he also has experience of working with state government leaders directly. He works with Governor Cuomo and others. That's a really critical skill set for a university president, and particularly the organization that we have. It's obvious that he's a very accomplished scientist. He will have, in my view, no challenge establishing his credibility with our top scientists as being somebody who can not only talk the talk, but walk the walk if he's called upon. So I see my role as providing background and information as he asks for it, and not needing to fill in big gaps of lack of understanding.
This is totally off the cuff, but has he asked you to join him on a trip to Wales?
That is a really interesting question. Wales is one of the places in the world that I haven't been. In fact, I did ask him, if you were going, where would you go? And I don't recall what he said, but I'm sure he'd be willing to offer good advice if I would pursue that.